Well, Trev, that ring's beginning to look right pretty, I'd say.
I'll say it, Bill. It takes me to polish a stove. This darn polish is getting a mite thick, though.
Well, put a little more gasoline in it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Where is that can of gasoline?
Right here it is. Here, hold up your bottle of polish and I'll pour some in.
All right. Hold on, that's enough.
You got enough there? Well, I'll set the can of gasoline inside the stove here, because you want some more, you see.
All right.
Well, you know, it ain't good business to leave a can of gasoline sitting here on the floor. You'll have to knock it over. I recollect once when Lem Butler was polishing the stove, he there's a telephone.
I'll answer.
Yeah, I will. Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Beebe. Yes, him. Where did you say it was? Yes, him. We'll do that right away. Well, just a second. Say, yeah, Bim. Miss Beebe says them moving picture cameras have come from Hollywood and are over to the depot right now. She says the fella will be here to show us how to run first thing in the morning.
You will, huh?
Yes, him. I'm still here, Miss Beebe. What'd you say you wanted? What? Excuse me, Miss Beebe, but I ain't got that yet. A ghost effect? Oh, yes, I get you. A ghost to use in the moving pictures. Yes, we'll get something all right. Yes, a machine or something. What's that? Why, no, ma'am, I ain't seen your parrot.
It was around here yesterday.
Yeah. Hello, Miss Beebe. Your parrot was down the store here yesterday, but we ain't seen him today. Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Why don't you keep her dad darn parrot at home where it belongs?
Yeah. You better skin over the depot and fetch them moving picture cameras.
I can't go.
What?
I can't go. I gotta finish polishing the stove.
Well, I'll finish the job. You go ahead.
Why don't you go?
I can't. It's my day to mind the gas pump. Go on now.
Oh, shucks. Always shoving the hard work off onto me.
Well, go on now. Go on. You don't do enough work around here to shake a stick at.
Oh, dagnabbit. Me with a bum knee, too.
Yes, that. That knee of yours. He's going out for glory. He's going out for glory. Glory, oh. I had a dog, his name was Jack. I left him on the railroad track.
Hey, Mr. Winterbottom.
Howdy, Hector. Hector. Listen here, have you seen Miss Beebe's parrot around anywhere?
No, I haven't seen that fool parrot.
Neither.
I haven't seen it for days.
Well, it's darn funny. It was around here yesterday, but dang if I know where it went. The plagued thing's a pest anyhow. All screeching and squawking around.
Yes, I'll say it is. If it was my parrot, I'd stop it from squawking all right. I'd cut its tail off.
What are you talking about? Cutting its tail off wouldn't stop it from squawking?
It would the way I'd do it. I'd cut his tail off right back of his head.
Man, you better not let Miss Beebe catch you saying that now, or you'll lose your job in the moving picture.
Oh, shoot. What do I care? I can make plenty of money inventing things.
Yes, I suppose so.
I got a new invention right now that ought to be worth a couple of $1 million. Gee, Willikers, it's a pepper, too. Gosh sakes,
yes,
George.
Well, what is it?
Well, listen. I'll let you in on it. Just you, though. No one else.
Yes.
It's pants with a tin seat.
Pants with a tin seat? Why, Hector, you're crazy. What in perdition would you want the pants with a tin seat for?
You wear them to the movies.
What?
To protect you from the tax they just put on theater seats. Get the point?
Yes, certainly I get the point, but...
Well,
but
if you had a pair of my tin-seated pants, you wouldn't.
Well, you just think you're smart, don't you? Because you're going to be the star in Miss Beebe's moving picture. Well, the laugh's on you, young fella. Because the part you're going to take is dead darn dangerous.
So, what do I care? I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm like my father. He used to just whistle at danger.
Just whistle at danger, huh? What was he, a hero?
No, he was a locomotive engineer.
Well, you ain't going to be no locomotive engineer in this moving picture now.
Pepper joke.
Well, you're going to be a bullfighter, that's what. And Miss Beebe said she was going to get a wild bull for you to... Hector.
Here's a little job you can do. Miss Beebe wants something to use for a goat. You go out and get something for her.
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Winterbottom, but, gee, I ain't feeling so well.
What's the matter with you? Why, you're the picture of health. You must feel good.
Yes, but you see, when I feel good, I always feel bad. And I feel bad because when I feel good, I know I'm going to feel bad later. See?
What? You feel good when you feel bad and feel bad when you... You go on now and get that goat for Miss Beebe. Go on. I'm sick and tired of your dad.
Yes, but wait, listen, Mr. Yeah. Winterbottom. Would you like to help me do a kind deed?
Kind deed?
Yes. Listen, Mr. Winterbottom. It won't take a second. There's a party here, right here in Corn Center, that's going to be turned out by a hard-hearted, hard-boiled landlord.
Yeah.
And with winter coming on and everything, I thought it would be kind of nice to get up a little purse.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
It's a little one. And I've already collected $8, and I wonder if I can count on you for a couple.
Why, of course you can, Hector. Of course you can. Here, let's see. Yes, here, I'll give them to you right now. There you be.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Thanks, Mr. Winterbottom. Gee, that's swell. And I know this party will appreciate it.
Oh, that's all right, Hector. It's all right. Say, who's the party the landlord's putting out?
Well, listen, don't say I told you, will you?
No.
But it's me.
Why, hey, you come back here. You kind of shine your eyes. Come back here, did
you?
Hey, stop him there. Sonny, why didn't you stop him?
Say, what's the matter with you, Zeb? You lose your mind?
No, it's worse than that. I lost $2. If I ever lay my hands on that young jackanapes, I'll skin him alive.
Well, quit your dad dirty crabbing. Here's this box of stuff from Hollywood. Darn thing must be filled with lead. Did you get stove polish?
Certainly I did. Can't you see it?
Well, I'm glad that darn job's over. We've been messing around with that stove for 2 days.
Yes. Well, let's get this box open. Go get a hammer and...
You're not!
Did you hear that?
It's Miss Beebe's parrot.
Yeah, I heard it. But where is the darn thing?
Sounded like it was in
the... I'm home.
Come here. Why, the darn thing must be up there in the stove pipe. Sounds like... Listen.
It is.
That's exactly where it is. In the stove pipe. Oh, gosh almighty. Well, go and fetch the ladder.
Oh, dang that fool bird. Confound it. I got no to wring its neck.
Yes, and just when he got the stove up, too.
Well, wait till I get a hold of this ladder here. We got to take that darn thing apart. Well, here's your darn ladder, enough to make fellas sick.
Well, steady now. Steady now. Tie him up. Maybe we can get in there, get the parrot out by just unfastening one joint here. Yes. You're all right. No question about that.
Can you see it in there?
Wait a second now. Yes, but way down further end of the pipe.
Ah, Dad, burn it.
Say, take that there broom handle and give the pipe a rap in the elbow. Maybe that'll scare it up this way and I can grab it.
Hit what with the broom handle?
Elbow. Go ahead and hit it. I can't hold this pipe up. Oh, we got it, darn it. That now, what you've done. Pipe's all down again. What in tarnation you do that for?
Well, you told me to do it.
I didn't.
You did. You said to hit your elbow.
I meant the elbow of the pipe. Oh, you darn fool. Now, look. Look at all the pipe on the floor. Well, don't stand there. Pick it up. Give it to me.
Ah, sure. I never will get through putting this stove together.
Well, it's your own darn fault. Come on, hand me that first length of pipe. Listen to that fool parrot there.
Where is the darn thing? Can you get a hold of it?
Give me that pipe up. Come on.
Well, I am handing it to you, and I take the darn thing.
Comes to dumbness. You and Hector would make a pair. Too bad you ain't going to be a bullfighter in the moving picture, too.
Why, is Hector going to be a bullfighter?
Certainly he is. He's going to take a red blanket and get in with a bull.
You mean Hector's going to sleep with a bull?
Oh, of course not. Ain't he? Of course not.
Well, then, what's the blanket for?
Get away with the bull. Hand me up another length of pipe. Hector's going to be a bullfighter. Bullfighters always carry a red blanket.
Yeah. Here's your pipe. Where do you suppose Hector will get a red blanket?
Oh, how do you suppose I know where he'll get it? The Corn Center Hotel, I suppose. He waves the blanket and the bull gets mad.
Mad at who?
mad at Hector. He's mad at Hector.
Well, what's the bull mad at Hector for? Did Hector say something against him?
No, of course he didn't. It's the blanket that makes the bull mad.
Well, I don't blame him none. Them blankets at the Corn Center Hotel make anybody mad. They're too dead darn short.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't get the idea. Don't you know a bull is always mad at something?
What?
Red.
The bull's mad at something he read?
No, he ain't. When Hector gets into the pen with this here red bull, he waves the blanket and...
You said it was a red blanket.
It is a red blanket. He waves the bull at the red blanket and...
You're crazy. He waves the blanket at the red bullet.
I ain't crazy. He waves the bull at the red blanket.
You're wrong. He beds the bank with the wool blanket.
Oh, I ain't wrong. He waves the wool at the... wool's the bank at the... shut your darn trap and hand me up that last length of pipe, will you, darn it?
Take it.
Bulls and blankets. There. Now, steady the ladder till I get down.
I'm holding it. Come on down.
Fellas my age to get in there. Well, hope that job's finished.
Yeah, but you're still wrong, Zeb.
Wrong about what?
About what Hector does. Well, I light my pipe here, and I'll just prove it to you.
Yes, well, I ain't wrong. Well, son, you ain't here.
Oh. You are wrong. He rules the ways of the red blanket.